Hi, welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor Alex Pappas, Senior Pastor at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
So tonight we're going to dig into some stuff, and I'm really excited about it. My message tonight is entitled Resurrection Power. Resurrection Power. You know, it's interesting because if you think about the whole event that took place, if you think about the fact that Jesus died and then rose again, and we know that the disciples were insecure and they sort of scattered a little bit and all that stuff. But the reality is that he did appear to them after the resurrection. And when he appeared to them, he makes this statement in John 20, 29. It says this, it says, amen. And Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. But blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. You are one of those who believe, but you have not seen. Now you must remember something. Did they believe that he died? Yes. They knew that he died. They knew that he lived and that he died. So the crucifixion was not an issue. The issue was that they did not believe that he rose again. But they saw him rise again. You did not see him rise again. But blessed are you because you believe. Oh. Amen. Oh, I'm ready. The disciples saw Jesus die and they saw him rise again. So the reality is that they did not need a revelation of his resurrection after he rose because they saw him rise. But you did not see him rise. Therefore, in order for you to be able to operate as they operated, you must have a revelation of the resurrection of Jesus. We all have a revelation of his death. We all know he died. The facts are there. There's no doubt. There's no disputing it. He died. But many attempt to dispute his resurrection. Now, you can believe and know about his resurrection, but there's a big difference between knowing about his resurrection and having a true revelation of his resurrection. All right, let's go to Mark 16, verse number 14. Are you guys okay? Okay. Mark 16, verse number 14. How many of you here want to operate in the same power that rose Christ from the dead? Amen. I thought you would all do that. Amen. Because you are the hungry ones. Amen. A revelation of the resurrection is what we need to be able to operate in power. And if you listen carefully this morning, you'll understand that that's exactly what Peter got. A revelation of who Christ really was. And that's why after the resurrection, he could rise up and be Peter. Amen. Okay, so, you know, hallelujah. All right, so Mark 16, verse number 14. Later, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table. And he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. The disciples did not believe those who had seen him rise. Can you imagine? They didn't believe it. But the fact of the matter is the last three words there say that he had risen. He had risen. He rose. Amen. He rose. They saw him rise. They saw him after he rose because he appeared to them. He was there. They even allowed him to put their fingers in his arms, in his wounds. He breathed on them. Imagine the resurrected Lord standing in front of you, breathing on you. That's what happened with them. The fact is that Jesus was crucified, and that is a fact. But the fact is that he also rose again. Now, here's the problem, is that so many believers get stuck at the crucifixion. We believe that he died. We believe in part that he rose. We believe it. We know it's true. But we don't have a revelation of it. So we get stuck at the cross and we never move past that place. Amen. The majority of churches stay at that place. They stay at the place of the cross. Now, don't get me wrong. Thank God for the cross. Amen. But in order for us to get to the next step, which is the resurrection, we must have a revelation of that. Can you say amen? So many believers will get saved. They'll have a revelation. They'll understand that he died for us. But it's so difficult for them to understand the fullness and the magnitude of the fact that he rose. But not only did he rise, then he's still alive now. Okay. All right, let's quickly. Okay. To get from the cross to the resurrection, we must have a revelation of the resurrection. The cross takes us to salvation. Now listen, the resurrection takes us to power. Because it was the power of God that rose him from the dead. Amen. Oh, I know that power. I have felt that power. I have seen that power. The wind blows and you do not know where it comes from. It's the same as that power. You can't see it, but it's there. When you understand what really took place that day after Calvary, 3 days later, when he rose out of that grave, when they went to look in the tomb and he wasn't there anymore, there was a power that took him out of that tomb that rose him up. That power is still operating and alive right now. You have to get a grasp of that in order for you to move past the cross where most Christians live, and to get us to the place where we move from the cross to resurrection, which is the power of God. Yes, we look at the cross, we see the sacrifice and what he went through, and we remember. That's why we take communion. We will never forget that. But we also know and remember very well that he rose again. That resurrection comes with great joy. That resurrection comes with freedom. That resurrection comes with power. That resurrection comes with the ability to be blessed. That resurrection comes with a future and a hope. All right. The word appeared in Mark 16:14. In the Greek, it means to manifest or to reveal. So later he revealed himself to them. If you want to walk in the power of resurrection, you must have a revelation of him being alive. You have to... Who do men say that I am? And Peter turns around and says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. He had to reveal himself to his disciples. He had to manifest himself. He had to basically appear before them. And he was so real. I mean, he was there. So they had the revelation that he was revealed to them. Now, in order for us to grasp and to take part in that power, in that same resurrection power, he has to become revealed to us as well. Amen. I can tell you now, if I was preaching this somewhere else, they'd be jumping around. You see, there's a big difference between I can preach the word at you, to you, upon you, around you, and all that good stuff. But you must take it. You must take it. Your spirit must leap inside you. Somebody's spirit's going to leap today. Amen. You see, it's one thing to recognize the fact that he rose, and another thing to recognize the fact that he is still alive. It is better for you that I go, and I will send the helper to you. I will send the Holy Spirit, and he will give you power. Amen. I'm paraphrasing. What power? Resurrection power. The same power that was in me. Move beyond the cross. Move beyond the cross. You must have an understanding. He was not an ordinary man. He was not Muhammad. He was not Buddha. He rose from the grave. There's power. There's power. What's the revelation? The revelation. I'm so glad you're asking so many questions. Let's go to Acts 1, verse number 2. I can't stand still because there's a fire. See, I don't care. Listen to me. I don't care what the devil says about me. I don't care what he says. I don't care if he points his finger at me. Because I know who I am. Oh, I know who I am. Oh, Lord, I know that it isn't me, but it's you. Oh, my God. Oh, he's alive. Sorry, I can't contain myself. All right, Acts 1, verse number 2. You see, until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive. Alive. He's alive. He's alive. Death, where is your sting? He's alive. Yeah, he's alive. He's alive. He's alive now. He's alive. He's alive now. He's alive. Come on, sing it. He's alive. Yeah. He's alive. He's alive now. He's alive. He's alive now. He's alive. He's alive in me. One more time. He's alive. Sing it. He's alive now. He's alive. He's alive now. He's alive. He's alive in me. Yeah. He's alive. Okay, sit down, sit down. Okay. To whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days. Now watch. And speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. You see, from the very beginning when he came, he brought a message. The message was this. It was a message about the kingdom. He came with a message about the kingdom. Why do we stop at the cross? There's a message of the kingdom. You see, even when he rose, he came and spoke some more about the kingdom. He preached about the kingdom, his first sermon. Even his last sermon was all about the kingdom. You see, you have royal power in you. The kingdom is inside you. The kingdom lives inside you. Yeah, he's alive. He's alive now. He's alive. He's alive now. He's alive. He's alive in me. Yeah. He's alive. Come on. He's alive now. He's alive. He's alive now. He's alive. He's alive in me. Why do I make you sing that? I'm getting you to antagonize the devil. You are antagonizing him because he wants you to believe that he doesn't live anymore. Oh, you can believe that he died. Oh, he died for you. Yes, yes, he did. But the devil doesn't want you to know that that same power that raised him from the dead is available to you. It's available to you. It's available to me. Oh, that's good news. Oh, that's good news. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Okay, okay, sit down, sit down. Come on, behave yourselves, guys. Okay. So he came with a message of the kingdom and he continued even before he went up with the same message. Okay, let's... 1 Corinthians 4:20. I'm not even going to read it, just you read it. What does it say? Oh, what power is that? Resurrection power! Resurrection power! Resurrection power! Oh, he's alive! He's alive! Oh, hallelujah! Yes! Okay. All right, all right. This is not how it was supposed to go, okay? We're supposed to be a lot, just a little bit calmer, amen. Oh, but there's just something, I don't know. You see, you can know about the resurrection, but you must have a revelation of it. Without a revelation, the resurrection is nothing more than a belief in the resurrection. Or a traditional type belief. I've already lost my voice. Oh. You see, when you have a revelation of the resurrection, then that power that rose him from the dead will begin to flow out of you. Oh, how can you say that? Well, faith comes by hearing. When you have the ability to hear what God is saying, what is he saying? My son rose from the dead. That power resides in you. But you have to have a revelation. You have to believe. That's why so many young Christians finish high school, go off to college and backslide so quickly. Because they never had a revelation. What are you doing, Larry? Something's happening to Larry. Okay. The poor guy. Amen. All right. You see, what happens is they go off to college after high school. They've given their lives to the Lord, but they don't have a revelation of his resurrection. They don't know the power. You have to know the power. If you've encountered his power, has your life not changed? Yes, my life can never be the same. I'm forever changed. I'm forever hungry for it. And the devil tries so hard to do all kinds of stuff and make me feel like this and do that. You do get lost, devil. But then when I realize what happened that day, and recognize that he's still alive. He rose, but he's still alive. Oh, you know, he's in heaven now. Yes, I know he's in heaven now. But Christ lives in me. He lives in you. Amen. You must have an encounter with him. You must encounter his power. You must encounter his love. See, they go hand in hand. He gives you his power because he loves you. Not so you can become powerful. He gives you his power because he loves you. And like he said to Peter, feed my sheep. It's crazy. It's awesome. Amen. Okay. Let's go to Philippians 3, verse number 10. Are you guys okay? Okay. Okay, I'm okay. All right, Philippians 3, verse 10. You see, we must have a revelation of the resurrection, that I may know him and the power of his what? I may know him, know his power, know what took place that day on Calvary. You can take the scripture down. I need to know him. I need to know his power. The power of what? The power of his resurrection. That's where it all comes from. Right there. Everything you have access to is because of the resurrection. The word know here in the Greek is the word gionosko. I had it so good when I was preparing, okay? Gionosko, okay? Which means, listen, to perceive, to be familiar with, in other words, to know, to understand, to experience him and his power. You are supposed to experience it. You are supposed to experience and know his power. It's supposed to be in you, around you, operating through you. Amen. We need to know him. We need to know him in what? In the power of his resurrection. The power of his resurrection. Let's go back to Mark 16, 14. Okay, let's read it again. Later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. Okay. And he said to them, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. When they had a revelation of the fact that he had been risen, they first had to realize that he had been risen. That's why he came and revealed himself to them. So when he revealed himself to them, they knew without a shadow of a doubt who he was and that he rose, and they could go out with that same power and authority. I'm not trying to be funny, but if he rises and stands in front of me and tells me, listen, I'm going to put my spirit upon you and he will empower you and go. Yes, I'm going. Without any doubt. Amen. Okay. And he said to them, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. Believe what? Believe that he is risen. Ah, come on, it's so good. It's so good. If you believe that he is risen, and you know that he is risen, and the same power that rose him from the dead lives in you. And these signs will. Oh, now you understand. Now you understand why it says will and not maybe. Hopefully. Because they had a revelation. They understood that he rose again. How could they doubt? Oh, you need to believe it as well. You need to know that he rose, that he's still alive, and he lives and operates through you. Amen. These signs will follow those who believe. Believe what? That he is risen. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. Oh, all the stuff the church doesn't like. They will take up serpents. And if they drink up anything deadly, it will by no means harm them, hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. If you have a revelation that he is risen, if you catch it, if you get it, if you understand what took place that day when he rose, then you will have these things follow you. Doesn't say the great apostle. It doesn't say the special prophet. It says these signs will follow those who believe. Believe in resurrection power. Believe that he rose. Okay. Now, what was the original message? The message of the kingdom. I want you to take a little look quickly at the first thing that he says. In my name, they will cast out demons. Oh, what does that mean? Let me tell you. One kingdom, another kingdom. His kingdom destroying the works and the power of another kingdom. You have authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. You can defeat the power of the enemy. Why? Because the kingdom lives inside you. The kingdom's inside you. The power's inside you. One kingdom destroyed by another kingdom. So the first thing he says, when he says, you're going to go and do this and that, he says that when you go, in my name, they will cast out demons. Because the kingdom, when it comes, when the power comes, when the life comes of God, when the life and the spirit comes, the devil don't stick around no more. He doesn't stick around. He goes. They will speak with new tongues. Okay, I'm not even going to go into that. Amen. Amen. Okay. They will take up serpents. You understand that, okay? We're not talking about bringing snakes in a box and dancing on them. Come on, let's get real, okay? That's if you're in a situation where the enemy, where there's a snake. Paul had a snake come to him and bite him. When the snake bit him, it did nothing to him. And it astounded the people so much that they began to worship him. And he had to rebuke them and say, no. So the serpent can do nothing to you. Amen. But don't go and put your hand there and see what happens when he bites you. You might die because of your not watching and praying. Amen. You could drink anything deadly. I've seen all this happen. It will by no means hurt them. Yes. And you will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Do you understand the message tonight, guys? Yes. Yes. Resurrection power. Yes. Don't listen to the devil whispering in your ear. Well, you know, you this and you that and you can't and you this. And that's when you can just say to him, you're right. But I have someone living inside me. Thank you. Amen. That's why you need to know who you are in Him. Never doubt it. Don't ever let it get the better of you. And it does. It gets the better of all of us at times. But don't allow it. Just tell Him to get lost. And understand that it is time for us as a church to move beyond the cross. I have seen so many times when a demon is cast out of someone that their face is completely different afterwards. Their countenance changes. Their lives are transformed. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's his kingdom. But Jesus came that you might have life and life abundantly. And listen, when you know who you are and you walk with that authority and power in your life, resurrection power, nothing can stop you. You don't have to be afraid of them when they get up and they do their thing or they crawl on their hands. You don't have anything to be afraid of. All you do is you do what that scripture says. You say to that devil, come out. And that's it. Just like that. And it's done. Why? Because you have that resurrection power in you. And his kingdom is taking over. Amen. The kingdom of God is taking over. But there are a people who must take it by force. You see, when it says take it by force, it says that because everything is coming against you. And while you're feeling so weak, you've got to just rise up and take it by force. Amen. Is that okay? Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.